you'll put stuff down hard on the table.
Oh, my name's Katie. Oh, look at me.
I was trying to sing the best theme, but then I just did the NPR thing. That was all.
Oh, shit, they are similar, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the NPR one?
All Things Considered with Paisley Applebottom.
And then at the end it goes, bah, bah, da, right? Bah, bah, da, something like that.
Yeah.
You sang it in one of the last episodes. You sang it like before the commercial break. I think you were like, bah, 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 and you were pretty close. I overlaid it with the actual thing. You're pretty close. Pretty good. Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Hi, everybody. It's me, Katie Soren.
Yes, hi, hello. And it's me, Hello Good.
And welcome back to Infinite Quest.
Infinite Quest.
Which is the name of our podcast.
I'm just going to go ahead and start off real. I'm just going to tee us right up.
Oh.
You ready?
Yeah.
Hi, dear listener. How are you? Good. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. But I hope you're doing well. Actually, you know what? Answer me even though I can't hear you. Hi, dear listener. How are you?
How are you really?
No, you interrupted them. They were probably considering whether or not they were going to talk alone in their car. But, you know. Anyways, dear listener. We've alluded to this like a million billions times, and I'm so fucking don't want to be like the content creator who's like, hey, sorry, there's no content, other stuff, because you can only get away with that for so long, and we've been doing that for like a year. But we're also, there's a very good reason why we're engaged in another project, we're doing another project that we can't, legally, we can't tell you what it is. We're not allowed to tell you.
But if you want to send your guesses to Ask an Infinite Podcast, you can.
And it is a thing that requires
a lot of work,
a staggering amount of work.
I'm really kind of shocked about it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I knew it was going to be a lot of work. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was going to be this hard.
Yeah,
I'm just so hard. It's so hard.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry I interrupted.
No, that's all right. And I don't mean to like shoehorn ADHD into it, but I got it.
What?
But like, I keep thinking like a person who with like solid working executive functions could abso-fucking-lutely do the project that we're working on, as well as keeping up with the podcast, keeping up with like Twitch stream, like keeping up with all the other stuff.
Yeah,
because they do all the time. But like for us, whenever we try to divvy up our time between the other thing and the this and the other stuff, like vibration.
Sorry,
it's okay. My brain can, like, that feeling of I'm never convinced that I'm doing the thing that I should be doing, you know, like the priority shuffling, that just gets kicked to the max because it's all so, like, it's all important. It's all important. Like, if we only work on the big project, then nobody's going to give a shit when it comes out because nobody will remember who the fuck we are because we haven't done anything in 2 years or whatever. But if we split our time, then, like, you know, I feel like we're half-assing two things rather than whole-assing one thing.
Yeah.
And, like, it would be really nice to just, like, be like, all right, this project is the only thing that we're doing. But, like, that's not how this works, baby. Like, we have a relationship to, like, all of y'all and, like, talking to you. And I feel like we've been like, friends that have just, like, moved away and haven't written. And I feel bad. But anyways, we're working on a big fucking motherfucking thing. And I think we're coming to terms with the fact that, like, we have to just accept that we're not going to be able to crank out stuff.
And it's, like, I always think about that. Have you ever seen that video of, like, the professor who puts, like, the golf balls in the jar?
Yeah.
It's like, the big things are your job and your family, man. And then he puts the gravel and the sand.
Yeah.
And I was like, I always think about that video because I'm like, that is not my experience. Like, my experience is whatever is sitting in front of me in that moment is the biggest ball in the jar. And it's like, I can, like, plan and I can, like, put stuff on my calendar, but it's like, especially with this project and potentially the other project about the project.
Oh, that one, I'm not even letting myself think about that one.
But like that, it's there's not like a, you work, you know, you put it on your calendar to work for like an hour and then you're done. It's like this weird, constantly changing, time is nebulous sort of thing. And I think like that's the hardest part for me. Because it's like, I'll sit down, I'm like, I'm going to finish this part, you know, or this thing. And then 4 hours later go by, and that's not how you say that. Four hours later, time has gone by. I think that's how I want to say it. But you know what I mean? And then it's like, I've done either way more than I thought I was going to do, or I've done one very small. I was trying so hard not to be, use action verbs. But, like, you know what I mean? And so, like, that's the part that I get frustrated. Like, the other day I was working on a part. And I was like, oh, this is going to take me 20 minutes. It's been 3 days.
No. Well, it's also, God damn it. This is so ridiculous that we're like, we can't say. It's so obvious what it is that we're talking about. Because we could talk about it. We talked about how we wanted to do it for a while.
We did.
And that was totally fine. But now that we're actually doing it, we're not allowed to talk about it, which is hilarious.
And dear listener, we will also let you know, if you don't know what's going on, listen back a few episodes.
Well, like 20 episodes.
Yeah, and also know that we will be making the formal announcement soon. We just have to wait for, like, permission.
Yeah, the go-ahead. Well, what's also hard about this particular type of project is, like, I'll start working on a certain part of it. This is so fucking...
It's so dumb.
A certain part of it. And I'll be like, oh, this part of it is, like, oh, just a couple things, like, on... And then I'll... think about it more and go, well, actually, this is kind of related to the other thing.
It's
well,
kind of
actually,
like a larger concept.
And then all of a sudden it becomes like, oh, this is a whole thing in itself.
Yeah. And 3 days later, you've got nothing done.
Well, another thing is that this, Jesus Christ, this particular type of project is one of the projects where, like, TikTok is fast. Like, it's, if you spend too long perfecting a TikTok trend video, like most of the time I have ever tried to do a trend video, you're never going to post it, you're going to miss the boat. And, you know, it's better to have it done than have it be perfect.
Yeah.
Whereas this is the type of project where it's like, with the amount of time that gets spent on it, like yearly, you know, it's not like a, you know, month, 2 month, couple month thing. It's like a several year long thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, pass up on actually this other interesting thing that I didn't realize is connected to this other, like, I want to have time to be able to explore all those things. I really don't want to feel like I'm half-assing or leaving stuff out. Which
is it okay if I open the blinds? It's so dark in here and I'm so sad.
Yeah, absolutely, sweetie. Okay. Of course.
You keep talking.
Of course.
Now you blind fully.
Yeah, nice.
Wow. It's like an old-timey radio show.
But yeah, that priority shuffling where, like, I don't know if I've said, like, priority shuffling.
Ooh, look at Queen Bailey.
Bailey's surveying her kingdom. Nice. But I don't know if I've actually said priority shuffling, like, on the podcast. I probably have, but priority shuffling is what I call when you're have a thing that you need to do and you start doing it, but as soon as you start doing it, you're like, actually this other thing is more important, actually this other thing is more important, actually this other thing is more important, and no one thing stays at the top of the priority list for long enough to make any meaningful progress on it. So my priority shuffling is just nuts now, because there's a bunch of things, all of which are actually important, and, like, all of which could be like, all right, I'm gonna do this for an hour and a half and then this for an hour and a half and this. But even during those hour and a half, even though I know that I've scheduled later to work on that thing, the whole time I'm not working on the thing, I'm just like, oh my God, I should be working on the thing. I should be working on the thing. Unless I am working on the thing. And then it's like, I should be doing all this other stuff. I should be doing all this other stuff.
It's tough. And I'm, I don't know. I think, oh God, this is so hard. The thing about the thing is also a thing that we have to start working on. Like, we haven't started that part of it at all. And we have to. Like, that's part of it.
It's not.
We gotta do the thing for the thing. This is really good podcasting.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, and I know what you mean about, because.
Well, the second thing doesn't exist unless the first thing exists and is really good.
Yeah.
You know, so I think the first step towards the second thing is making sure the first thing is fucking really good.
But it's just, fuck me, dude.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
And so, yeah. So anyway, all of that to say, we are going to cut back on the number of episodes that we drop.
I put up a point of order hand here.
You did.
That is correct. We are, but I also want to point out that we have cut back on the roasting.
Well,
so
I think we're more rather than doing that thing where every week. Okay, so, like, when I talked to Eric about wanting to talk about this on the podcast, I was like, hey, I want to put, like, a concrete number on it, and the reason why was because for me. It's like every week it's Tuesday and Thursday and we're working on this other project and we go, we should make a podcast today, or we have to make a podcast today, with that, like, oh shit, like, we're letting you all down and we're failing in our goal to accomplish recording and editing and posting a podcast, which honestly, like, it takes a bit of time. Like, it's, we've streamlined the process, but there's still, like, a couple of hours on the front end and back end, so it winds up being a 3 to 4 hour process whenever we make a podcast.
Yeah, it's a half a day.
Yeah, it's like about half a day. And so every Thursday, I'm sitting at my desk and I'm like, oh, fuck, we didn't make a podcast. We're fucking failures. We're pieces of shit. I hate myself, which is not good practice.
Mm.
And so what I really wanted to do was I wanted to, one, be model realisticism.
Yeah.
But then also just because then that way I think it's not it sets us up for success because, it you know, posting a podcast a month, maybe a little bit more, like, yes, dear listener, we know that it's not going to be the same as getting two podcasts every single week. But the thing that we're working on is so important to us and it's so meaningful. And it also, frankly, is the kind of thing that could change our lives forever.
Even more so than they already have.
Even
it's crazy.
Even more so than we already have. And like at the start of this, when Eric and I like met, we joked about this kind of thing. We like made jokes. We're like, ha 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 ha, as though all of this was pretend. And now it's not. And that is big and it's scary. And there's a lot of responsibility and there's a lot of that sort of wanting to do right by everybody. And so the truth is that right now we don't realistically have two podcasts a week in us. And so rather than keep you all wondering and being that friend who moved away and then never writes, we figured we would just kind of be upfront and say, hey, this is what's going on that we can talk about to the best of our ability. When we can talk about it, girl, you're going to be tired of hearing us talk about it. But for now, like, we just wanted to be transparent about that because I think it's really easy to ascribe, like, that sense of, like, failure or ascribe a sense of shame to it. But it's like, no, like, we're doing something really important to us. And so we want you to be along for the ride with that.
Yeah. And also, it also felt like when we were, like, pushing to, like, keep getting podcasts out as we were working on the thing, it felt like the podcast just ended up. Because, like, I will not be, like, my policy with the podcast is I will not be ingenuine on the podcast. You know, like, if I'm feeling like absolute garbage, like, that will be, you know, because I think that's part of the point of the podcast from the beginning is being honest about that kind of thing. And so I feel like when we were pushing, all I was talking about or feeling during podcast recording was just like, hey, I'm exhausted and tired and I'm whatever. Like, all I had to say was about how fucking my brain was fried, you know. And so,
hold on, I have to mute the microphone so I can blow my nose. Okay, I feel better.
Hey, that saved me a second post. All right, I'll say it. But anywho.
I shouldn't subject people to the monstrous way in which I blow my nose.
Mm-hmm. But also, I mean, I think we just got to be gentler with ourselves.
Yeah.
Lower our expectations in other areas, which I think is sort of the function of this whole spiel we've been giving you, dear reader, is not necessarily saying that, like, you know, we know we already have cut back on podcast stuff, but it's more like we're accepting that that's just going to be the way it is for a minute and setting those intentions, not just for us, but also for all of you. So you're not worried or angry or bored.
Yeah. And I think, like, the first big part of the project is due in December. At the end of the year. And so then the real truth is that from there, it's a huge question mark. We don't know what 2024 is going to look like in a lot of ways, which is kind of weird. It's, like, weird to think about because it's, like, I don't know what the process is. I don't know how often we're going to be, like, waiting for emails. I don't know how often it's going to be, like, us doing stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just have no picture of what it's going to look like.
Me neither.
And so I think part of this podcast, too, is going to become a little bit of that process.
Yeah.
And, like, a journal and diary of that process.
Yeah. What I'd love to do, and I think this is probably going to be the case, if... God, I can't even say... Every time I arrive at a noun,
I need to.
Like,
I'm sending that email that I've been forgetting to send right now.
Well, I'm hoping that when the people that we are working with tell us it's okay... I'm hoping we can just talk about, because the stuff that we're, Jesus Christ, oh my God, it's so ridiculous. I can't, like, every time a verb, nouns, just because as we're working on this thing, like, it's generative and it provokes interesting conversations between both me and Katie. And, like, it's stuff that I would love to talk about on the podcast. Like, it's prime for, like, all right, let's talk about what we worked on today and the questions we have about it and whatever. So I'm hoping once we can talk about the project, that's sort of what it'll be, which it would be fucking incredible. I would have loved that so much. I don't know if that's what it can be, but I think it's I think it's probably fine. But also, Katie.
Yes.
Another name for a carpet.
Floor plant.
Floor plant?
Yeah.
Nice, that's good.
Floor grass.
Floor grass. That was what I was thinking, was inside grass. That's good.
I don't have one right now. Another name for a microphone.
Ringy boy. I rely on boy too much.
You do.
I do. Make loud. talk here, make your voice loud time. Hey, can people not hear you? Oh, talking to me, and then they will, guy. That was the stupidest fucking thing. Fine, Katie. Another name for a speaker.
Sound hole.
Okay, you win. That was good. That was funny.
Thanks.
Sorry, I was just injecting some levity.
That's
right.
That's a fun game that you can play at home, dear listener.
Yeah, anytime.
Yeah. Yup.
Well, actually, you know what? Hold on. I'm just realizing we can talk about some of the stuff that we've been working on. We just can't say, like, certain stuff about it. But we can still say, like, you know what I've been thinking about lately?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, we can do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What have you been thinking about lately?
Right? What have I been thinking about lately?
Yeah, what have you been thinking about
lately? I've been thinking about lately what I've been calling default behavior.
Okay.
So, like, you got yourself a system. Well, I've been thinking about a lot of different things lately. I'll see if they're probably all going to mix into one big thing. But one, I was thinking about the point, let me table that first little thing, is that you don't need to have a system in order to do something. Systems are great. Systems help. Systems will help with the longevity of you doing something. But it's not absolutely necessary. This is going to be hard without, you know, talking about the thing. Just because with the amount that we talk and think about systems, strategies for getting things done, essentially. Strategies, methods, and techniques for getting things done, essentially. I never want to seem like we're saying they're necessary, they're requirements. Like, you shouldn't wait to develop a system for doing your laundry to do your laundry. Like, you got to ham-fist it, and then you'll really appreciate your system once you have one, because you won't be ham-fisting it anymore about that. But then default behavior is what I call when a system breaks down. So, like, you know, you do your laundry every, you know, Monday or something like that. Mm-hmm. Except one Monday you don't, and then it piles up, and then everything gets fucked, and the system implodes. Like, what is your default behavior then? Like, for me, it's...
Not do the laundry.
Yeah, not do the laundry until I have an emergency on my hands, and then just dedicating a whole day to trying to get it through.
Yeah.
And so with default behavior, I keep thinking, our default behavior is usually at least gets the job done. And I think systems can be built, or more easily built, through manipulating our default behavior than designing entirely new behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying to recognize that in my own life lately, where, like, when I'm dissatisfied with, you know, some way that I am, you know, like my pliers, for example, when I'm in the shop and I'm doing stuff. Every time I put my pliers down, it's like, fuck, I have to then spend at least another 10 seconds looking for them the next time I need them. But I did notice, I was getting mad at myself. I was like, okay, default behavior here. Let's Jeff Goldblum a little bit. Let's study my own behavior here. What, is there a place that I keep finding them when I do find them? Turns out, yes, Katie, on my left, which is weird because I'm right-handed. So you'd think I'd be using the pliers and I would put them down on my right. But they're usually on the left side of my desk because I'll be using them. And then I'll put them into my left hand in order to hold the workpiece in my right but still hold the pliers.
Mm-hmm.
And then realize that I don't need the pliers anymore and set them down on my left. So that is now where my little plier storage guys are.
Look at you go.
You know, so rather than be like, oh, I'm such a fucking dumb shit, I should have fucking... Well, I mean, I did plenty of that. but try to work around your already behavior, yeah, rather than trying to design, like, the pie in the sky. If I were a person who was amazing, you know, like, yeah, what is the ideal way of doing it?
That's why I just put a finder tag on the measuring tape, because I realized I was never going to...
Oh, did you?
I did.
Nice.
I realized I was never going to consistently put it down in the same spot ever, even if I like made, because I kept, I tried nice. Different things. I like made like a little area. I was like, I'm always gonna put it here. That didn't work. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna put it over here. That didn't work. And finally, I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna put it where I want to put it, and then I'll just find it every time, and that's fine. Like that works. It's maybe not the most like time, you know, because I gotta walk over the little button, but like whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
No, that's solid. I mean, it's a serenity prayer type thing. Yeah, a serenity prayer type thing. What does that even mean, Eric? Why are you bringing up that?
What's that?
No, it's the serenity prayer is, you know, God grant me the strength to accept the things, or the God, what is it? Serenity. It's God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to tell the difference. I am not a religious man, but I love those concepts. Because I think, life is about figuring out what things you can change and what things you can't. Because trying to change something you can't is a waste of time, and thinking you can't change something that you can is also a waste of time and effort. And so I think when we're like analyzing our own behavior and trying to figure out solutions for our daily life, I think it's important to keep that in mind. Because we can change, you know, little parts about our behavior. Like, I don't care how bad your executive dysfunction is, you can still, like, you know, take the trash out once a week so it doesn't, you know, eventually you will take the trash out. We can alter our behavior, you know, in slight ways, our default behavior in slight ways. But ultimately, like, our nature, the fact that we are people who struggle with remembering to do basic shit and whatnot, that's almost certainly not going to change. The science says that's not going to change.
Yeah.
You are always going to struggle with that kind of stuff. You can get better at dealing with the fact that you're naturally good at that stuff. Well, until, so far to the point where, like, some people think they sort of grow out of their ADHD because they develop such good solutions, which is great. But accepting that, like, certain core things about us are always going to be things that we're needing to deal with, and not being mad at ourselves for not being that other thing, that other version of ourselves that can put the measuring tape in exactly the same spot at the same time, and going, okay, I'm not going to be that person. So given that, what is a solution? Pop a tag on it. I think that's a fucking great solution, Robes.
Do you want to know something that really grinds my gears?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Family Guy 2003. What do you got?
Is the idea that that is a bad thing. Because, like, I feel
that,
like
that... Sorry, that what is a bad thing?
That, well, you just talked about that idea of, like, by nature, like, I am a disorganized person. You know, whatever. Or you know, and so it's like... I think a lot of people would hear that and they go, oh, well, that's so, like, fatalistic. That's just no matter what you do, you cannot change. And I think, like, that is something that I spent so much time worried about. And, like, what is the word that I want? Dealing with of that idea of, like, I am an inherently messy person, right? And if you look, it's sort of, like, breaking that idea down of, like, okay, what is a messy person? Like, you know, why am I messy? And so it's like, okay, I have, like, the organization component. I have the impulsivity component. I have the executive function component. Like, there's different reasons that a person becomes or, like, is messy, right? And so, like, I think about the coffee table. So, dear listeners, I have, like, this, like, coffee table tray where it consistently all the time gets covered in bullshit. I don't know how it happens. I mean, I do, is that we put stuff on it. And so I decided that as, like, a fun experiment, I was going to, like, do my best to keep that coffee tray, like, clear because I just like it better. Like, the aesthetic of it being clear is, like, pleasant to me. But what I realized is that, and I have been doing that. Like, I have genuinely been working to do that. But that is a manual thing. That is every single day I walk out of my bedroom and I go, right. And I, like, take off the dishes, or, like, I put away the stuff, or, like, Eric comes over and clears off his microscope and bowl of pond scum. That's a real thing. That's a real thing. I'd be like, Eric, please clean up your blood and pond scum that you left on the living room tray.
I have a microscope.
But it was that idea, right? And so, like, I spent so much time being like, oh, well, I shouldn't have to do that. I shouldn't have to remind myself. I shouldn't have to, like... Like, it should just come naturally. And the truth is, like, it's never gonna. It's never gonna. And, like, I'm having a hard time articulating exactly what I'm trying to say. But, like, I remember being a kid and, like, my parents criticizing me for being messy. And they would always give me that, like, well, it's just so easy. Or, why don't you just try harder? And it's like, well, because I don't know where to put the measuring tape. And the measuring tape always gets put in a different, like, because that's how my brain works. Mm. And so, like, for me, organization, cleanliness, or, like, at least not having, like, a whole fuck ton of clutter around my house, all of that comes from, like, the manual decision to every single day be like, okay, I gotta clear off the coffee table tray again. And, like, that sucks because I wish it was a little bit more, like, natural, but it's not. And so that's what I get, you know?
Yeah.
The things I cannot change.
Yeah, I think it's...
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. It's like a being a realist, but also acknowledging your agency.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, I don't know, a hard one. No, I think this is also one of those things that people can only ever answer about themselves. But I think we can always change what we do, mm-hmm. but we can't change who we are.
Mm-hmm.
What is who we are versus just something that we do? I think that's the game.
Yeah.
Ultimately, that's the whole fucking thing, is figuring out, is this something that I'm doing that I can change, or is this something that I am that I can't?
Yeah. Well, I think, like, systems play into a lot of that. Like, I've been thinking about systems, I've been sort of thinking, genuinely thinking about, like, how the existence of like a really good system oftentimes sort of like smooths that discrepancy and like bridges that gap.
Mm-hmm.
So like for me, it was like the junk drawer is a really good example. Like I finally caved and I got little individual compartmenty things and the junk drawer, I was staying pretty clean.
Pretty good, dude. Pretty clean,
you know, but like I had to like take the time to go, okay, I need to actually like make that system happen. And instead of just having the junk drawer, and also I needed two junk drawers and that's fine. I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know. Just that idea of like, I don't know where I was going with that, but systems, I'm really finding like systems are so powerful.
Yeah.
I know a thing that I was trying. I was thinking about how to think about, Casey Davis said something fascinating on a podcast the other day, where she was talking about like laundry and how laundry exists in like a literal cycle of like you have dirty laundry that is like being washed in the washer. You have dry laundry, clean laundry in the dryer. Then you have clean laundry that's out of the dryer. Then you have like laundry that is like folded and hung up. Then you have laundry that is not. Then you have laundry that's like, nah, you wore it once, but you could probably wear it again. Then you have like dirty laundry into that, so it becomes like this cycle. And so like there's probably realistically never going to be a moment where like all of those cycles line up inside of your household. And like, so there's probably always going to be like a little bit of dirty laundry. There's always probably going to be like a chair that has like a shirt on it or something. And that because I've been watching a lot of home organization shows, right? And the thing that always fucking bothers me so goddamn much about all those fucking shows, I don't know why I'm so mad about this, but I am, is like they do the whole closet, right? And they're like, okay, here's your system. But like they have just enough hangers for the stuff that's in the closet, and they have just enough boxes for the stuff that's. And I always go, well, what about the stuff? What about the stuff in the dryer? What about the stuff on the chair? What about the stuff that you forgot that's like in the trunk of your car, which is probably not a problem that a lot of people have, but I do. And so like that idea of like chores like that or like tasks like that existing on a cycle was like. Because I feel like I can't clean out my closet unless I have every piece of laundry that I own clean and ready to hang up on the bed.
Mm.
But if you adjust that mentality to think about it as being on a cycle, then what you're actually dealing with is the clothes that are in that portion of the cycle right now as you're dealing with them. Mm. And that's all you have to worry about. And then the next time that cycle comes around, you know, okay, so the laundry needs to get folded. That's when you do the Goodwill sort. That's when you do whatever. And I think that's smart.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a better analogy, but it's sort of like a 24-hour kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, how do you clean a 24-hour kitchen?
I don't know.
It's never closed all the way.
Literally never thought about it.
Well, you close sections of it at a time.
Is that why Waffle House is always disgusting?
Well, yes. Yes. But you clean sections of it at a time. So, like, at no point is the entire restaurant 100% clean, mm-hmm. because there's always stuff happening. But it all gets clean. It all gets, hopefully. So yeah, I feel like a lot of times I avoid tasks because I know I'm not going to get 100% of my clothes cleaned, or I'm not going to...
Like, that's so hard for me. That's like a huge stopper for me, is like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an all or nothing thinking
thing. Yeah, right? Like, it definitely is. Yeah. Well, and also, like, I'm also, this is completely tangential, but it's a podcast about ADHD, so fuck you. I don't know, like, what to do with a lot of my clothes right now, because I've gained so much weight.
Mm.
And so it's, like, I don't know if I should just, like, give everything away, or, like, I just don't know. I don't know what to do with it. And so, like, my closet has remained in this, like, weird, like, stasis pod for, like, 3 months while, like, I'm sorting out the, like, doctor's office stuff and trying to figure out, like, what's going to happen with my body. And, like, it's, like, annoying because I'm, like, I've been wearing the same, like, 4 outfits because they're the only outfits I have that fit, which is, like, fun. But then it's, like, okay, well, I have these, like, 4 outfits. Should I put them in, like, a section? Should I just, like, move everything in my closet, like, over so I have, like, I don't know what to do about that because, like, that's not, like, a thing that, like, they talk about on home organization shows. There's never, like, a what to do if you, like, have thyroid issues and you gain 80 pounds. Like, what should you do about that? Like, I don't. No.
Yeah, or what happens if, like, you decide that you actually aren't in love with the color purple anymore? I mean, you go through, a phase ends, you know.
It was a great movie.
The color purple. Oh, shit! I hate it. I mean, I think the home organization show things, I think what they really miss is not what they miss, but, like, if they were to organize a person with ADHD's house, which they statistically almost certainly have.
Oh, they do all the time, and then I always just wonder what happens after.
Right? Is that they don't exist in the same, like, phasic way that people with ADHD do, where it's like, yeah, I wear these, you know, I wore black undershirts every day for 8 years,
yeah,
and now I don't. Like, or, like, if you organize my little hobby craft shop room, like, if they organize that, so it's like, hey, you like making, you know, puppets. So it's a, look, we made your puppet workshop. It's like, well, yeah, I like making puppets now. But in, like, 2 weeks, I'm going to be into making banjos, you know? And there's, I feel like that modular element of it, of, like, this doesn't need to facilitate a certain type, like, one behavior. It needs to facilitate a certain type of behavior and a certain type of organization or a certain type of stuff, with which ADHD, like, just is liable to change all the time for no fucking reason, which, you know, we just gotta make your systems more forgiving.
Yeah.
Resilient.
Yeah. I just gotta figure out how to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, right now we're working on teaching other people to do it.
It's great.
Yeah. Well, Katie, do you wanna go cap this bad boy off and get working on the other thing?
Oh, sure.
We'd probably do that.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. We certainly appreciate your being here. We're excited to be here with you now. See you again in a while. In the meantime, remember to eat a snack. Remember to take your meds. Remember to drink some water. Remember to be kind to yourself. Remember to be kind to others. And remember that we love you so much. Just the most.
And thanks to Geeks Therapeutics for sponsoring this episode. We're supposed to be doing... You gave me a look.
I didn't give you a look.
Oh, sorry. Thanks to Geek Therapeutics for sponsoring this episode. Geek Therapeutics helps make people geeky literate so they can communicate with their kids, help their patients, if they're, you know, therapists and stuff like that. They also have a bunch of really interesting books on psychology of various geeky subjects, like the psychology of Zelda, the psychology of Pokemon.
Which, by the way, the psychology of Zelda is fantastic. I was reading through it yesterday to make TikToks, and it's so interesting.
Nice. There you go.
Really good. It's my favorite.
I've been digging Pokemon too. Gotta catch them all. By the end of it, you're like, we gotta catch them all. It's not just like a phrase. It's like a way of life, man. Yeah. Anyways, thanks to Geek Therapeutics. If you would like to buy any of their books/stuff, head on over to geektherapeutics.com, and you can use code InfiniteQuest for 10% off your order at checkout.
You could do that.
You can totally do that.
100.
Well, thanks so much for being here, everybody. Eat a snack, and we love you. And it feels weird we didn't do the whole thing.
It feels like Joseph flow. And the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, where we ended the show, and now we're doing the whole show again.
What?
That was a really funny joke for, like, 5 people.
Well, I bet it is.
I'll explain it to you later.
Okay. Bye! Bye!
red and yellow and green and brown and scarlet and black and ochre and peach and ruby and olive and violet and fawn and lilac and gold and chocolate and mauve and cream and crimson and silver and rose and azure and lemon and rose and gray and purple and white and pink and orange and blue.
Are you fucking with me right now? Is that the actual song? That's
yeah, that's all the colors of Joseph's coat.